Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and this is Panda Bear over here. And our show today is about music productions. We're going to be talking a lot about sound healing music production. You know, I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and mixing, and also the number one selling book in producing as well. So we're going to be talking about what music lights people up, and we also have a class coming up this week if you're interested. So we're going to be listening to some examples as well. Our intention is that you have the right music to move you to the next level, and you know how to find it, and you know how to use it at different times as well. That's all. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Here we go. We've got a next sound healing workshop and open house is coming up Sunday, April 28th. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of heart-opening meditations and also put everybody on the sound table and sound lounge. And now we have a sound vest that's really powerful. It's from a company called Woozer. Oh my God, my music in the sound vest is incredible. So everybody gets blissed out. So that's Sunday, April 25th, 1 to 5 p.m. We also have our sound healing certificate program here at the Institute. We started about a month ago, so you could still jump in. Our next version is the summer intensive, which is June 18th to the 28th. And that's 10 days, 10 to 9:30 every day. We haven't killed anybody yet. You get blissed out in the zone and you don't leave for 10 days. And it's life transforming. Again, it's all about how sound works in the universe and in the body. And you also learn very specific techniques for opening up your own practice or to work in the field. And half of it's online, so you could actually start the online part this coming week from today on Saturday, the March 9th. We also have the full program online, so you don't have to come here, and that starts this Tuesday, March 5th. It actually starts every 2 weeks, so you could start its ongoing enrollment. So still works really well. You know, we do a lot of treatments on each other. You get to do work on friends and family, and again, it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have a recording program that we're going to be talking about today, starting this Tuesday, also Tuesday afternoon. Then you have to do about 8 hours of lab, and it's all about recording, mixing, and producing. We also have our voice analysis software, and our next training program is going to be April 7th. You have to buy it by April 1st, and it analyzes what notes are missing in a person's voice, and then we give you CDs that you can give out so you can people listen to them and then tone along with it to get those notes back in the voice. We can also do a treatment so you can check it out for $85 as well. It's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. And then we do the brainwave assessment, where we play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and have you tune into which one's the most peaceful, calm, and still. And then we give you a CD in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. All tuned to your brain, which is way better than just random binaural beat CDs on YouTube or in an app. And it's really effective for anxiety, depression, traumatic brain injuries, PTSD, dementia, and autism. We also have on our site, we've got all our classes you can check out at if you go to just soundhealingcollege.com, and that'll take you straight there. Or the store, which is soundoflove.com, where we have over 400 products and technologies. Again, we've got sound lounges, sound tables, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and we've got the vest, which is really cool. Let me show it to you actually. And so here's the vest. Six speakers, two on the front, two on the back, and two on the hips, and it will change your life. Oh my God. It's so powerful. And then we've got a little strap that you can strap on any spot on the body. And we have very specific frequencies for nerves and tendons and muscles and ligaments. And it's really good for getting rid of pain. Right? So you can find that at soundloungecenter.com. We also have all our different treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. And then the Research Foundation, where we have the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors now meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for different issues, detailed treatment plans. So we've got them for anxiety, depression, for cancer, I mean, all different issues. And you can find that at medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join if you want to join the meetings for free. And then we have the Sound Education Center for the kids, where we've got over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we've been doing online classes, and we're now going to be creating schools throughout the planet for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. So you can find that at soundeducationassociation.com. We also have meetings there. You can join and help out, help change the planet. Just creating a new medical system and a new educational system. That's all. Right. Okay, but today what we're looking at is our recording thing. So what makes music and recorded music affect you deeper, right? So in the years ago, when I was starting to teach audio recording, I came up with this whole visual system for explaining a mix. So each sound is represented by a sphere or a bubble, right? Volume is front to back, so if the sound is louder, it's closer. Panning is left and right. If it's coming out of the left speaker, the bubble or sphere is over in the left speaker. Frequency is up and down, so higher frequencies are higher in the mix and lower frequencies are lower. What we're mapping out is technically called imaging. The reality of sound is it comes out of the speakers and hits your body, goes through every molecule in the room, and goes into your ears as well. That's physical sound waves. Imaging is the sounds that we imagine between the speakers. The truth is it takes your imagination. It's not real. It takes your imagination to imagine a sound between the speakers or left and right. It's not really there. It's just this illusion that it's there. But that's what we work with when mixing, when creating different structures of mixes. So I mapped out all of the audio parameters to the visual world. And then what I did is I wrote the book, The Art of Mixing, that shows all of these visuals. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. Art of Mixing. Maybe not. Oh, yeah, maybe I can. Oh, okay, here we go. I didn't pull this one up. Okay. Okay, here we go. So it's the number one selling book in the world, and it's the book used in recording schools around the world. In fact, I was in Bali a couple of years ago, and somebody on the street goes, "Dave Gibson, holy moly." And I'm like, oh my God, who are you? He says, "I use your book, The Art of Mixing, to actually teach recording here in Bali." I also wrote the book, The Art of Producing, as well. And it uses visuals as well to teach producing. Number one book. I've sold over 100,000 copies of The Art of Mixing now. And now I've created an interface where you can actually mix with the 3D visuals. So you can see the bubbles floating between the speakers in 3D, right where the sounds are, and they're flashing as well. And you can reach up with the data glove and grab them. And in surround sound, the sounds are floating around the room, the entire room, and you can walk in the middle of the mix and grab the sounds. You can even throw them and bounce them off the walls. And I've already been talking many times about now actually putting those sounds and visuals inside the body, right, with a sound table. That's a whole nother thing, right? So with this visual system, I'm able to show different structures of mixes. Now, what I did is I created this video that goes through all the different types of mixes, and it was back in 1990 when I had a big mustache. Check this out. Oh my God. I've got 3 million views on YouTube here. Oh my God, you have to see some of the comments here. So here's 3.2 million views. The comments are the best course on YouTube. A video should have been nominated for an Oscar award. This is amazing. This is both like a vaporware fever dream and a knowledge gold mine. Oh my God. The video made me giggle like a kid in their favorite teacher's class for 2.5 hours. So many people came together to make this. Man, already 22 minutes and it's already changed the way I hear sound forever. It's like magic. It's really quite trippy. Let me show you a little bit of this video, okay, from 1990. Again, there's my big mustache, right? This is me a long time ago. Check this out. This is really fun. Let me make it full screen. View full screen. Okay.
These are the tools you use to create a mix. Now, there are many other things that contribute to a great recording that can be refined during the recording session. These dynamics of the song include concept, melody, harmony, rhythm, the lyrics, the song structure, the arrangement and instrumentation, the band's performance, and the quality of the recording and the equipment. The mix is only one aspect of a recorded piece of music. All of these other aspects must be at least okay at a basic level of good quality. The mix can be used to hide some of the weaker aspects, but there's only so much you can do.
Tools are their best when they're invisible. Focus on the hammer, hit your finger, look at the steering wheel, crush the car. Stare at the knobs, screw up the mix. Get lost in the equipment. So much for the art. You know what I mean. You can't see the forest through the trees. It is the music that counts, not the equipment. Learn your tools well so you can get past them into the beauty of the music at hand.
So what makes a great mix?
You know, the bad mix. It's just happening. You feel it. It's there.
Yeah. Well, I like a mix when things are overlapping. And like once in a while, some things just seem to bubble up and peek their heads through.
I like the full perspective. I want to see small next to big, clarity next to fullness, emotion next to thought form. I want to see a full perspective.
So, what makes a great mix?
When you play it anywhere, it sounds good.
So when it's booming, it's all there.
Oh, that's the one.
A great mix is full of cool effects. Something happening every moment.
It's true. One person's heavenly mix is another one's hell, and vice versa.
It takes all types for the world to go around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's 3 million views. I just actually, it was someone else posted it, and I just posted my version. So you might check out my version. You'll see, which has the little has me at the beginning these days. Actually, let me show you my version here. And I'm going to, this is kind of an ad for the recording classes, but I'm going to stop as we go through this so I can go over what we do in the recording and what makes good recordings. Okay. So I'm going to use this as a jumping off point. Okay. Here we go. Check this out.
Hi there. I'm David Gibson. I've now been teaching audio recording classes for 30 years with the virtual mixer concept. My video, The Art of Mixing, now has over 3 million views. I've sold over 100,000 copies of my book, The Art of Mixing, and The Art of Producing book is also the number one selling book on how to produce a musical project. I've also worked with many major groups, including James Brown's band and members of the Doobie Brothers. I'm still offering online classes through my college, Globe Institute. We have a whole state-approved certificate program in audio recording and mixing. We also have a program in sound healing as well. In the recording program, you'll learn about recording, mixing, and producing. Let me give you a little more detail on what we cover. We begin with the physics of sound. I was a physics major at UC Berkeley. You know, it's really important to understand how sound works and how it bounces around rooms and how it's created in instruments to understand the harmonic structure. So you know what the equipment, all the effects and processing are doing to the sound. We then go through the Pro Tools interface and how to do editing. But this applies to all digital audio workstations, including Ableton Live, Logic. So it's not just Pro Tools. We then go through all the different frequencies and get to know them.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you about the frequencies. So, you know, a large part of mixing is doing what's called equalization, where you're changing the volume of frequencies. And really, the tricky part for a lot of people is to be able to discern different frequencies within one sound. So what it's all about is really getting to know how different sounds should sound in a mix. I mean, what is a piano? When does a piano sound natural? Because sometimes the mics throw it off. When does, you know, a guitar sound right? I mean, you need to get to know all the different sounds and how they should sound naturally in a mix. And ideally, what you do is you go, okay, that sound's got too much of this frequency, and I need to turn it down, right? So you need to get to know your frequencies. But in order to do that, what we do is we go through all the archetypal frequencies. We talk about the solfeggio frequencies. We talk about the different frequencies of different chakras. And because really, when I'm mixing, what I'm doing, let me show you this.
Look at them based on chakras. So
what I'm doing is I'm feeling in my body these different frequencies based on the chakras. Ideally, a good mix for most styles of music should have a balance, a good balance of all frequencies. Unless you've got a song about grounding that's more, got a lot more bass in it. Or maybe you've got a song about spirit that might have some more high tinkly frequencies. Or even about love, which would be more in the mid-range around the heart frequency, right? But otherwise, you need a good spectrum of all the frequencies from lowest to highest without too many instruments in one area because they'll hide each other. Right? So when you really tune into these different frequencies based on chakras, it gives you a much better idea of exactly how to work with EQ and create arrangements where you have a good perspective of all frequencies across the frequency spectrum of all the instruments. Okay.
You can actually tune into them in any sound in the mix. And we go through a detailed process on how to use an equalizer. Then we go into the mixing process, a step-by-step process for developing a mix. We go through all the processing and effects, including delays, flanging, phasers, choruses, reverb, compressor limiters, and noise gates. We also go into microphones and miking. We go through all the different types of microphones and how to choose what type of mic and how to mic different instruments. We then go through how to produce a project with a step-by-step process that's explained in detail in my book, The Art of Producing. We look at different great productions and critique them. We also go through synthesizers and sound modules. And then we get into MIDI recording, editing, and mixing. And then you actually create your own project on a keyboard. And after you create it, we critique it with the producing process. And then you refine it and present it. And we go through mastering, how to put all the songs together into a final project. We then look at structures of mixes. My visual concept makes it easy to understand the dynamics that you create with the mix, as opposed to the song in production. I'm able to show different structures of mixes that have typically been created for a wide range of different types of songs and music. In fact, there are specific traditions that have been developed for each style of music as to how it's mixed. I will also show you different songs in real time and explain what they're doing so you know what a good mix is for different genres and how to create them yourself. And
it's interesting, you know, at this, when we're using these visuals, now it's like creating different sacred geometry structures that are appropriate for the song. Here's a good example. You could have a song which is like a love song. Well, generally when I mix a love song, let me back up here. Oh, actually, we'll just show it over here. When I mix a love song, I like to have all of the everything balanced. So if let me go to a mix here. So here's a bunch of different mixes here. So I'd like a balanced mix where like a guitar is on the left, keyboard's on the right. Right? A hi-hat on the left, a shaker on the right. At each frequency, there's something on the left and right, completely balanced, like a love relationship should be. Whereas, you know, if you want to have fun, you could have like the vocals on the left and the rest of the band on the right, like the Beatles did. But that has to be appropriate. I mean, if you got a song about she left me out here in left field again, right, then it might be totally appropriate. Or a song about psychotic behavior, right? Then you put the lead vocal off to one side and everybody else, the rest of the band, off to the other side. So now we're talking about different sacred geometry structures that might be a pyramid or different balanced, unbalanced mixes for different styles of songs and different details in the songs, right? Now, what I've done, again, is I've mapped out a lot of this music visually in real time. So I want to show you one mix here that's really cool. One video that's got about 20 songs in it that shows the different structures of mixes. This is really fun. Check this out. Let me make it full screen. There we go. Okay. Again, volume is front to back. Panning is left and right. Frequency is up and down. These are all songs I've recorded.
I got it back, and that ain't good.
If you look here, you can see the different volume levels. So the loudest sounds are up front. The softest sounds are in the background. You can tell exactly how loud a sound is by where the shadow is. Okay, let's continue. Oh, come on. Those vocals are really loud.
Meditation and macrobiotics. As soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. I want a world to fill the world.
Sunday morning, there lies a body, it just oozing life.
Show 'em what it takes to make it in this world of music. So now I got to use it. Now back to the jumping. Gotta stop slumping, 'cause you know we gotta do something.
Ever since you left me, baby, sure been lonely around here.
So it gives you an idea. On the site, you can watch a lot of different styles of music and see all of it visually. And so it gives you a much better idea as to how to create a mix that's appropriate for the actual song and the music, because that's the whole deal, right? So let me show you a little bit more of this other video. There's a couple other things I want to show you. Okay. Oh, it's over here. Okay, I've got a lot going on today. Okay, check this out.
How to be creative and push the limits of what is allowed for each type of music. For some styles of music, like classical and big band music, the traditions are very strict. For others, like hip hop and dance music, the rules are meant to be broken. We look at concert pitch as well. A lot of people are into tuning their music to frequencies like 432. We go into that in detail and how to do it. And then we go into tuning systems, which is the...
Oh, I want to show you one quick thing on this, back on the concert pitch. There's a lot of really auspicious things about 432 and tuning your music to that. But I left out one thing there, and that is I was born at 432 a.m. I just had to throw that in. Okay, cool.
Frequencies like 432. We go into that in detail and how to do it. And then we go into tuning systems, which is the frequency of each of the notes in an octave, which is actually way more effective than tuning to a specific frequency. They used these tuning systems in ancient times to get people really tuned in and connected to nature. We then go into brainwave entrainment with binaural beats. This is where you use two different frequencies to entrain the brain into different brainwave states, including delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. We then teach you how to tune these binaural beat frequencies to the song and to the rhythm so you can embed them in the background and get people really high. It's really effective when the rhythm and the key of the song are tuned to each other. We then teach how to use an intention and hold it with 100% focus through the whole song so it gets carried through to the listener. So you could focus on an intention of love and then notice the tempo of your breath and then set the BPM of your program to that tempo. And then you can divide by 60 to get the frequency and tune the key of the song to the rhythm of that intention.
This is so important. You know, a lot of people don't realize how powerful it is to hold an intention with 100% focus while recording the song and getting everybody that plays on that song to have 100% focus. Because when that intention is held with 100% focus, it comes through energetically to the listener really powerfully. And most people aren't doing that. Most people are worried about the notes, right? Worried about getting it right, thinking about different things, you know. They're not really focused on an intention. So it's really... when I did my song Unconditional Love, I thought if I'm going to do Unconditional Love, I need to be in Unconditional Love 100% of the time, right? So I meditated on it, and then I noticed, again, as I just said, I noticed the tempo of my breath, and I set the tempo of the song to my breath. So I played on one chord on the in breath, another chord on the out breath. And so I was able to stay in that intention because I'm breathing the actual intention, right? And when you have a song that you can breathe to, it's way more effective. It's really interesting to notice music that you can breathe to. It's just a lot of chants and mantras are like that. But, you know, a lot of songs you can't breathe to. It's way too fast tempo. It just doesn't work out. And I, you know, where I really noticed this was when I was at a Pink Floyd concert. Yeah, I was on drugs. And it was like I could totally breathe to the tempo of, especially for through Dark Side of the Moon, right? And it's just so effective. It's so effective. It's like being next to someone that's got a really slow breath. Even if you don't breathe it, it's like it makes you more calm and peaceful, right? So there's another aspect besides, you know, using binaural beats to get you into different brainwave states and also holding 100% intention. One aspect is smooth flow. Now, in a lot of music, you don't really have a smooth build up and break down. Like in dance music, you might have a drop, right? Or even a lot of rock and roll, it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, bam-bam-bam, right? Even big band music's like that. Da-bam-da-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba, right? It's actually the horns come in really, really loud, right? Whereas when you have music that has a smooth buildup, which could be volume, frequency, tempo even, and then a smooth breakdown, a person's biorhythms and biosystem goes with it much better. Let me give you an example of a smooth breakdown. I'll use rhythm as an example. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop. right? If I just started out with a slow breath, it wouldn't have been nearly as effective as when I slowed down to that slow breath. It's really the most powerful of all. And kirtan is the best example. In kirtan, you start out slow, you get faster and faster, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum. Then you slow down, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum, om mani padme hum. And it's so effective. Right? It's not only effective for getting you really peaceful and still, but it's also really effective for getting you really high. And again, I actually got this totally from Pink Floyd, especially Dark Side of the Moon. Smooth flow takes your biorhythm with it. Because we've learned that your biorhythm actually has waves as from like 8 minutes to 20 minutes. And when you build for like, 10 or 15 minutes, it ties into the way the body works. Right? So having a smooth flow simply means no abrupt changes. Right? No abrupt changes at all. Let me play a song here that has a smooth flow. Let's see. Yeah, let's play Enlightenment. Okay. Enjoy this one. Notice how smooth the flow is. And it will slow down at the end and get really much lower in frequency and much calmer. And it's really easy to go with it. Enjoy. Oh, I gotta share my screen so you can hear this. Okay, here we go. Enjoy. Enlightenment. that song actually has binaural beats that go from alpha, a little calmer, to theta, a little slower rhythm, to delta. So it really takes you out. There's another thing that that song does that I want to talk about, and that is a slow fade on the home note of the key of the song. When things fade out slowly on the main note of the song, it leaves you in a very peaceful state. You can still feel it, right? In fact, I've found you could have a song that sucks, and as long as it fades out slowly, sometimes I do 5 minutes, on the home note and goes to stillness, people will think, oh my God, what a cool song, right? It's very similar to a crystal bowl. Let me play a minute fade of a crystal bowl and listen for the moment the crystal bowl goes to complete silence. It's like you can still hear it, right? And it's so still. It's so effective to have a slow fade. The other thing that's really cool about slow fades is if you do it in the middle of the song, whatever you play after the slow fade is really special. Let me play you an example here of my song Unconditional Love, and I fade out into a little keyboard part. Notice how effective this is. Let me find it here. There we go. Unconditional Love. Go to a spot. Okay, check this out. Thank you. just so sweet. So sweet, right? What I've done is on this song, I actually have 6 minutes left on this song where it just fades slower and slower. And let me play just a little bit of it as it fades out. In fact, I'll just play the last couple of minutes here. I get really slow with the melody and just add some ocean sounds. Leaves you in such an amazing place of peace, right? You know, it's interesting. The other big difference between music is music that is cool versus music that's for healing. You know, there's the Native American drummers that gather around a master massive drum and play it boom, 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 right? There's zero thought of performance or being cool. It's all about spirit. It's all about healing. It's all about connecting to the planet. That's a huge difference. Not that regular music that is fun, good for dancing, is bad. No, that's totally cool. It's all cool. But when you make the music with 100% intention of healing and helping people wake up, it's a whole different deal. So imagine everybody's got the exact music they need or want for healing and getting high at the right times. Look around. And if you want to take our recording class, we have that coming up on Tuesday, this Tuesday, from 12 to 2 Pacific. You can check it out on our site. But imagine the perfect sounds of music for your heart, for every system, for all chakras, for everything. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, rest of the week, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening.